Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close Up podcast. Cost of bringing feed are climbing for producers in drought-impacted parts of Queensland and New South Wales. It's being described as very hard for producers right across the board, as hundreds of trucks continue to move fodder north. I caught up with Australian Fodder Industry Association Chairman Frank McRae, who's based in central west New South Wales.
It's been ongoing. It's having an impact right across the board. You know, probably pretty much stretched from Queensland right through down the eastern seaboard and into South Australia. Victoria's improved a little bit with some recent rain, but certainly not growing feed at the moment because we're in the, you know, going into winter. It's cold and things just don't grow at this stage.
Yeah, definitely. So how are supplies considering how dry the summer and autumn were?
Yeah, probably supplies probably are way down, and producers are sourcing hay, you know, transporting it at huge distances. Most of that fodder coming in through New South Wales into Queensland at the moment, sort of coming through Victoria or South Australia.
And the substantial cost behind that, would you be able to give us an indication on how much producers are paying?
Depends on freight and what the cost of the hay and that is, you know, so it's going to vary pretty much on the quality of the product and how far they've got to transport it. So it varies depending on, you know, whether it's available or not. You know, prices that I've seen are probably, you know, well, around this area I've seen around that $320 a tonne delivered, you know, on farm, and some of that's come from South Australia. So we're looking at that ballpark figures. Loose and would be more expensive than that if it's available.
And how does that compare to other years?
Probably, I think, other years that we've probably always had a lot more local fodder, but probably if you look, we're sort of based at, you know, on the Lachlan River system, pretty much where a lot of our lucerne normally comes from. And we've had probably 2016 was a really wet year, so a lot of our lucerne production areas were flooded out. And then 2017, some of those areas haven't been sown back and in production again because 2017 wasn't a good year for pasture establishment, and 2018 is very similar.
And how would you compare the demand this season? When was the last time the demand was as high as it is at the moment?
Look, I think we'd have to be going back to probably the early 80s, you know, when the drought was, you know, pretty severe right across the board. So I think one of the big things this year that, you know, this drought is so widespread. Previous droughts, there's been good areas and we've been able to shift fodder and shift livestock to adjustments. So, you know, the adjustment option's just not available for anyone at the moment.
Yeah, exactly right. And is there any risk of there being shortages?
Well, I guess that, you know, things aren't looking that promising for spring at the moment when we'd like to sort of start replenishing supplies. So, you know, a lot of our cropping areas that would normally provide cereal crop for hay or silage, a lot of those crops aren't sown or they've been dry sown and haven't germinated and emerged yet, or producers are still waiting to sow. So I think the crunch is going to come springtime at this stage if we don't get reasonable rain now through winter to start promoting late winter spring growth.
What's up? There's a bit of guts in this rain that's sweeping across the southeast corner of the country at the moment anyway, so the crunch never comes. Is there anything else? Yeah, sorry, Frank.
It's certainly needed, you know, and, you know, even if we get rain now, we're nowhere near being out of trouble. You know, it's going to need some good falls through winter and going into spring to turn our season around. It's just very hard for producers right across the board at the moment. Not only livestock producers, but the cropping producers are doing it pretty tough at the moment as well.
Australian Fodder Industry Association Chairman Frank McRae. Hey, thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close Up podcast. No pun intended there by saying hey. If you would like to get in contact, feel free to send me through an email. The address, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. That's ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great day.